Dr. Amy Patel, an assistant professor of radiology at the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Medicine, joins Show Me today to talk about whether women should get a mammogram soon after getting a COVID-19 vaccination. Dr. Patel, thank you for joining us. I'd like to get your expert opinion about this.
You know, there's a lot of confusion about this, particularly amongst the medical community, amongst the our patient community. And that's just because there are so many new things we're learning about this virus, even, you know, 2 years into this pandemic. So in January of 2021, the Society of Breast Imaging came out with guidelines about a COVID vaccine administration, the timing of that with receiving your mammogram. And initially, it was recommended that you should consider after you get that vaccination to wait maybe 4 to 6 weeks after getting your mammogram. However, in March, there was a revision by particularly the breast imaging community where this is really being left up to the practices in this country, as we're seeing more and more patients who have had the vaccine. We know as breast imaging specialists what to look for on the imaging so that we can prevent an unnecessary callback, meaning that the patient comes in for a routine screening mammogram. We see a finding such as maybe lymph node swelling in the armpit and have them come back for additional imaging, and also to prevent unnecessary biopsies. So, you know, it really isn't black and white in terms of you have to, you know, delay care 4 to 6 weeks or delay getting your mammogram 4 to 6 weeks after the administration, because there's just so much more that we know now about what we see on the imaging, and we are just much more comfortable with it. I would, you know, particularly say that we as breast imagers who read 100% breast imaging feel very comfortable when patients come in and have had their vaccine. For us, what's incredibly important is documentation, knowing, you know, what is their vaccination status? Which arm was the vaccine administered? What were the dates of administration? And the type of vaccine can be incredibly helpful for us. So for us in the state of Missouri, where we have some of the highest breast cancer death rates in the United States, and particularly amongst Black and Hispanic women, there are many practices that are recommending do not delay your mammographic imaging because we know how to manage those situations if we do see some lymph node swelling if you've had a recent vaccination.
Tell me, how can you tell, what are you looking for so that you know there, the difference between the vaccination causing the swelling versus the presence of breast cancer?
Sure, that's a great question. So particularly on your mammogram or even your ultrasound, we're looking at different findings as such. So when you look at a mammogram and you're looking at the armpits, you're looking to see if the lymph nodes are enlarged or not. And that, you know, the if you have an overall enlargement of a lymph node, that can be seen in the setting of what is called a reactive lymph node, which often can be just a plump lymph node related to, for example, a COVID-19 vaccination. That is just essentially antibodies that are working in the lymph nodes of your body, and that, you know, you're basically building protection against the virus in the case of COVID-19. So you can see a plump lymph node, otherwise known in our world as reactive lymphadenopathy, in the setting of vaccine, any kind of vaccine, even the flu vaccine. We can see it in the setting of just an upper respiratory infection. We can see it in the setting of even if somebody gets a paper cut. However, with breast cancer, what we look for, particularly on a lymph node, is the outer portion of a lymph node is called the cortex. And what we look for in that cortex is a focal bulge of the cortex or a protrusion of the cortex. That is typically where atypical cells will start to accumulate if there is spread of breast cancer into the lymphatics up in the lymph node. So there are distinct ways that we can delineate. Is this just a benign reactive lymph node, or is this a node that would warrant additional testing in the form of biopsy?
Okay, great explanation. Dr. Amy Patel, she is an assistant professor of radiology at the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Medicine, also the medical director of the Breast Care Center at Liberty Hospital near Kansas City. I'm curious, you talked about Missouri having one of the highest breast cancer death rates in the country. What is that?
Well, you know, I think that's multifactorial. Access is a huge problem in this state. The average rural woman has to drive 45 minutes to get her mammogram. And so that contributes to patients who may just not have the access, may not have the transportation to get to their mammogram, or, you know, they find that it's just cumbersome to try to travel that far, and then they just don't have their mammogram altogether. There's a lack of education in many parts of the state. I used to practice in Boston, Massachusetts. I came back to practice in the area in 2018. I'm originally from the area. I'm from Chillicothe, Missouri. And there's just an extreme lack of education I have found, particularly in this part of the state. So I think for us, education is really imperative, a boots-on-the-ground approach to educate our women. We also have very strong family histories of breast cancer in the area as well. Particularly at my practice, where we do risk assess women for breast cancer, we are seeing approximately about 20% of our population is above average risk or high risk, meaning having a 20% or greater lifetime percent risk of breast cancer. So that most certainly contributes. And finally, lack of insurance coverage has plagued this state for so many years. I'm so proud to share that we have now recently passed legislation for annual screening mammography for 3D mammography in 2018, and then additional coverage for high-risk women that just passed in August of 2020. So we are trying to do so many things to increase access to care, but all of these things, unfortunately, have contributed to high death rates in the state of Missouri.
Would you recommend that women go to a specialist to read the results versus a general practitioner then? Does that make a difference?
Yes. So that makes a very big difference. So if I can, you know, impart any message to anybody listening, it's you need to know who is reading your mammogram. So it's important for you to call a breast center and see who reads those mammograms. Is it a breast imaging specialist, somebody who reads 100% breast imaging 100% of the time, somebody who's done additional training in breast imaging? As breast imaging specialists, many of us have done an additional year of training just focused on the breast. I did my training at Washington University in St. Louis. I had 1 year of full breast imaging training. And you really have to have that additional training or focus 100% on the breast. Breast is a very complex, intricate process and disease, and it's important that you see a specialist so that you can ensure the earliest detection of a breast cancer if it exists in your breast.
Okay, Dr. Amy Patel, a breast imaging specialist, joining Show Me today. And you had a very powerful message to me in your email yesterday talking about delaying this. How does delaying 4 to 6 weeks make a difference? Or delaying in general? Talk about that.
Delaying in general can just mean if you do have an existing breast cancer in the breast, that it may grow in the interim as you delay imaging. And as a breast cancer grows, we know that your survival probability plummets. So if we can find a breast cancer that's 1 centimeter less, your survival probability approaches almost 100%. It's greater than 95%. So you are not going to die of breast cancer. You're going to pass from something else. However, if you have a mass that ends up turning into 5 centimeters and above, your survival probability plummets. So that's why we as breast imagers, we as a breast cancer community are always stressing early detection. So that is incredibly important. Another thing to remember too, is there are certain kinds of breast cancers that are more biologically aggressive than others. Something known as triple negative breast cancer is very aggressive. And we particularly see this in younger women and women of color. So if you have a triple negative breast cancer, that can grow much more quick compared to maybe if you had a different, basically biologic profile of the cancer. So that's why we feel it is so important. Many of us in the breast cancer community do not delay any mammographic imaging. We know how to handle lymph node swelling and other factors related to the COVID-19 vaccination.
So is the swelling just up to 4 to 6 weeks, or can it actually be longer than that?
Yes. So lymph node swelling can actually extend beyond 4 to 6 weeks. And anecdotally in practice, what many of us are seeing is that the lymph node swelling can last well beyond 6 weeks. It can be months. And so the Society of Breast Imaging has recommended that if a short-term follow-up, let's say ultrasound or some kind of imaging is recommended, that perhaps recommend follow-up anywhere from 4 to 12 weeks. In our practice, we do 3 months, so that's 12 weeks, because really we can see lymph node swelling well beyond 6 weeks. So that's important to remember, that just because perhaps you're one of those patients who had lymph node swelling, the radiologist felt it was related to the vaccine, they had you come back, you know, perhaps in a sort of 4 to 6 week window and the swelling's still there, there's no cause for alarm, because it's likely you're one of those patients that you're still having some slightly more swelling, and perhaps another follow-up exam would be warranted in that case. Now, beyond, let's say, you know, even 12 weeks or so, if you're seeing continued swelling, and perhaps there's other factors, the patient has a strong family history, for example, then at that time, the radiologist will make the decision to see if some sort of tissue sampling or biopsy is warranted.
That's Dr. Amy Patel, an assistant professor of radiology at the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Medicine. She's also the medical director of the Breast Care Center at Liberty Hospital near Kansas City. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.